The proposed $700 billion bailout would allow the federal government to buy up bad loans in the biggest bailout since the Great Depression. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Russ Feingold agrees something must be done to avoid a financial meltdown. However, he says the proposal gives too much power to the United States Treasury.
There has to be rules about executive compensation for these companies. There has to be disclosure. I don't think the level of power that's given to the Secretary of the Treasury here, which is unbelievable, is justified. It needs to be limited. There needs to be some kind of a board or agency that he reports to, so he can't just do his own thing all the time.
Feingold is wary the woes of Wall Street will fall on the backs of taxpayers.
Well, if we get to the point where this actually is passed and isn't paid for, and they buy these mortgages and things go badly, it would come from the taxpayers. So it's not definite that it would come from the taxpayers, but it definitely puts taxpayers on the hook in a dangerous way, and that's something I'm really looking at to see whether I can be comfortable, whether there are adequate protections in there. The money is definitely a risk.
The proposed bailout would raise the national debt to more than $11 trillion. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.